If I didn't sound very excited for Rise of the Apes, it's because probably it was 1:30 in the morning and I was pretty tired. I am excited for this film. I'm excited anytime science fiction gets put up on the big screen. I find the whole genre very exciting. I love exploring strange ideas and the idea of what if. And I love what if in every form, and especially in the form of science fiction. And this idea of what if really smart monkeys took over the world. If I'm not very excited for a whole reboot of Planet of the Apes, it's because I feel like, I mean, there have been five movies previously. Is there anything else left to be said? I don't really know. There is a certain silliness to this, to the whole the idea of a single smart monkey sort of taking, being the catalyst for what happens later on. And so, I feel like that this film has a lot to a lot to get over before, it could become a great film. But that's what makes me really excited to see it. What's going on? What will happen? I don't know. And so I'm excited to see it. And I'm waiting for video because frankly there are things that I'm more excited to see. So that being said, you said some disparaging things about my man James Franco, and I gotta defend the guy because I'm not gay, but if I was, I'd be gay for James Franco. He's been in a lot recently, as you pointed out. And he's been very good in everything he's done. First of all, the guy's got a great smile. I mean, he just melts my heart with his smile, right? He's a very good actor, too. Nominated for his role in 127 Hours for Best Actor. Very good role, very good movie. But I'm going to read here from Forbes.com because what's most amazing about James Franco is not his smile, it's not his acting ability. As Forbes says, it is his extracurriculars. The list is pretty incredible. A guest role in General Hospital, which he calls performance art. I love it. That mirrored his actual life. A generally well-received book he wrote of disturbing short stories called Palo Alto, and various multimedia art projects that have been on display at Sundance and the Museum of Contemporary Art. But on top of that, he is a compulsive student. After earning a BA in English from UCLA, where he took 62 credits per quarter, the normal max is 19, he took 62. He then simultaneously attended graduate school at Columbia University for creative writing, NYU for filmmaking, Brooklyn College for fictional writing, and North Carolina's Warren Wilson College for poetry. Now he is a PhD student studying English at Yale and also attends the Rhode Island School of Design. And I believe he also teaches a film course at NYU. It's not mentioned in this article, but I believe that is the case. Wow, I mean, come on. That's amazing. You've got to give somebody who is able to do all that and hold down a career as one of the most sought after actors in Hollywood today just a lot of respect. And Crazy Monkey movie aside, I think that he's definitely a guy to keep your eye on. And keep your eye on this movie too, because it's gonna be interesting. I don't think it's a film for everyone. I'm not even sure if it's a film for me, but I'm really excited to see it. I'm excited to see what they do with it. So yeah, there you go.